This is Dan here on KUK, 100.3 Classic Country, and we're doing another interview of a vendor with the Go Farm Farmers Market. Today we've got a James Crown over in here, and James, you're from the Go Farm Farmers Market. What do you do?
I do woodworking. Right now it's planter season, so everybody's wanting planter boxes, so I build lots of those.
Yeah. Honestly, I thought about making or even getting a few myself. How much do those usually run?
I have a variety of them. Most basic one runs about $40. The most expensive one is $75.
That's not too bad. Not too bad, all things considered. How long you been with the Go Farm?
I just started this year. I just retired Monday last week, so I started a couple months ago doing the farmer's market and selling. I've been doing woodworking for years. I was selling on Facebook Marketplace, but this is a little more easier to deal with people at the farmer's market.
Well, there's more structure with it as well, you know? You know what days you're going to be there, you know what days you're going to be selling stuff, you know, you kind of have a routine. I would imagine it helps things out. What got you into woodworking? Like, what made you start doing that?
My dad has always done woodworking. When I was a kid, he'd done carpentry, woodworking, a little bit of everything. When he passed away, I was able to get some of his tools, so it's just something I've grown up with, and so now I have some of his tools in my shop and use them.
Probably kind of makes you feel a little bit more connected with him, even, you know, after the fact and everything.
It does.
Yeah. So, do you enjoy actually doing a lot of the woodworking, selling that, or is it more of just something to pass the time?
I enjoy it. I recently retired. I worked 35 years in emergency services, and this is something that's kind of laid back. I get in my shop, turn the radio on, and just work.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you work for?
I worked for the Sheriff's Department the last 19 years. I worked in EMS before law enforcement.
Okay. Well, what would you say are your best-selling products, and which ones are your favorite to make?
My favorite to make? I enjoy making the planter boxes. I've done anything in woodworking. It's that when you get done with a project, it's that instant gratification. You see what you've done. You know, sometimes when you in our lives and in work, we don't see our results. And in woodworking, I enjoy that, being able to at the end of the day look back and see, oh look, I've done, you know, 5-6. Items. But I think the planter box is probably one of the things that I enjoy the most. They're simple to build, but some of them have some intricacies that really make them something to be proud of.
The small details in the simplistic design can really set it out, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you take orders as well, or is it typically just the things that you feel like making?
I haven't had a lot of people ask for me to make something custom or anything like that. I do occasionally have someone. Last year I did everything by orders, and now I just make everything, take it to the farmer's market and sell it. But I do, if there's something that I don't have there and somebody wants one, I can build it, bring it to them the next week, or they can come by and get it or something like that. So I do some orders also.
So I know you're retired, but do you have any specific ambitions or goals for this project of yours, or is it mostly just the thing that you're doing now?
It's something, I don't know if my son will want to do this in his future. Like I said, I got this from my dad, so I would hope that he would take it up and enjoy it. He said the other day that he's going to help me in the shop this summer, so we'll see how that works. He's a teenager, so yeah, he might have the latest and greatest thing by the time summer rolls around.
Right.
But I think if I build it into something that he can make a go of and enjoy it, then I think that would be great.
Okay. So if anybody wanted to get in contact with you to make any of those orders, or even just to find you at the farmer's market, what's the best way to do that?
When you come to the farmer's market, once you park your car, I'm the first person you run across, because I'm out by where the cars are parked mostly. 109 Millworks is the name of my business. I don't have lots of signage. I've got some of that ordered, so hopefully this weekend I'll have a sign up and people can see me good. But I'm the one with all the woodworking stuff. There's not a lot of woodworkers that are there.
All right. Well, James, I appreciate you coming in and talking with us today, of course. Whenever it comes to 109 Millworks, you guys can also find him at the Go Farm Farmers Market. That's on Saturday mornings, starting at what time?
At 9.
9 o'clock to around 1 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you go, guys. If you're looking for some new wooden crafts, especially for some new planters, go ahead and check out James and 109 Millworks.